12 after the hour of 9. The mayor is in this morning. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bob. It'd be great if we could get a little sunshine.
Wouldn't it?
I'd like to have as much of that as we have had rain, but other than that, everything's going great.
Mayor Hillary Adams, of course, and good news, big Memorial Day weekend went well, didn't it?
It did. You know, I had a lot of folks in town. It's pretty obvious. The stuff that was happening on the square, the summer festival down there at Brooke Barnes did. She did a wonderful job. Had a lot of folks down there. The kickoff for the Baxter Summer Concert Series Saturday night was a very big hit for us down there as well.
You said you had people here from, what, 6 different states?
I think we counted 10 different states, Bob. 67 different cities we counted in the park that night.
It's working out just like we hoped it would.
That's what we want them to do. While they're here visiting that lake or that river, we want them to come to town and hang out with us.
Yeah. I remember a few years ago, I was working as Memorial Day. Got a call and said, what are some of the activities going on over Memorial Day here in Mountain Home? And there was zero.
Yeah. It worked out great this year, the way everything came together, being Memorial Day weekend. And we got 4 more of them scheduled down there throughout the summer. It'll close Labor Day weekend on the 4th. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on between now and then, too. It's not all just about that music down mm-hmm. there and things happening down there in the park.
Things are shaping up around the square, aren't they?
They are. This weekend could be a big weekend down there with Rio Burrito open now. And then,
well, they were lined up for that, weren't they?
They were. And if you hadn't had one of them burritos, that's like a 3-day eat right there. I mean, Jesus Christ, that thing's a monster. Mark's done a great job with that. And, you know, we appreciate what he's doing down there. And then this Friday, June the 4th, is going to be the grand opening for Raps Baron. And whether you want a craft beer or not, I promise you it's worth just to see what those boys have done with that building, Bob.
I like that big sign out front.
That big.
You got to look up.
Yeah.
It's at the top.
But at the very top of it. But, you know, when you walk through that building, all of the wood in there, the tables, the bar tops, everything is reclaimed wood that come out of there. The stairways are. And it's just amazing to see the efforts they put into restoring that building.
And we got good news on the sales tax. My goodness.
Sales tax came in when I first got that report that we were up 25%. I thought, well, that's not – that sounds like a big number, but you got to remember March of last year was the first month of COVID and the streets looked like ghost towns then. Mm-hmm. What was impressive about this year's March collections, Bob, we collected $574,000. That's an all-time record high. All-time record high.
Things are going good, aren't they?
They are right now. Everything's looking great.
As you say right now, you never know. You know, who'd have thought about coronavirus?
It could be a different deal tomorrow, but while things are good, we got to make hay while the sun's shining.
Absolutely.
And we just need a little sunshine now.
Speaking of making hay, how are we doing on the new center out on 62?
The engineers are now under contract, ETC Engineering will be the one doing the design on that. They've been here. They were here again last week. We've actually been out and looked at some stuff. They're working. Their architect was here. He wanted to kind of get a feel for the community last week and look at what some other stuff looked like. So we made sure he saw the library and the college campus and some things like that. And we talked a lot about how we want that thing to look. But that building itself is about a 9-month design, they tell me. We're hoping that by early next summer, you know, we could have some contracts let and be ready to work on that particular part of it out there.
And hopefully the price of building materials will go down.
Will go down some by that time. That could be in our favor right there. So we anticipate closing on the bond package late June, early July, and having our money from the proceeds of those bond sales by for sure by the mid-July range.
You know, if the cost doesn't go down, how did they factor that in?
Well, you know, I've told them I don't want to cut back anything on what we're wanting to do, and we're not going to do that. We're going to find a way.
We're going to do it right.
We're going to do it right. You know, in a conversation I had with architect Bob, you don't build a building like this very often. A building like this needs to be built to last 60, 75 years and be usable for that amount of time. So There's only one way to do it, and that's the right way the first time, and make it something that's here to serve this community for many years to come.
People didn't vote for it to cut costs, did they?
No, they didn't. They didn't, and you know, we can't get it open soon enough. I wish it was out there tomorrow, but it doesn't happen that way. And I was it's underway, and I was always told all good things are worth waiting for. So, you know, this is going to take a little while.
And speaking of activities, we got the Twin Lakes Classic baseball tournament coming up in June.
You do, and I was telling somebody, we were talking about that this morning, you know, it's something around here to go see these youth sports programs and all these little kids play ball and high school and that stuff. That's all good to see that. But when you go to that Mickey Husky Classic up there, you get to see teams from Mississippi to Missouri and maybe Oklahoma. And, Bob, a lot of these teams have got some freshman college players on them.
You bet.
And stuff like that. And if I remember where I had one year, Albert Pujols played in that tournament many years ago. For a junior college or a American Legion team out of Kansas City area.
That didn't happen.
And according to Lester, it did.
Well, I'm not going to argue with Big Les.
Yeah, I was told he's the only one that's ever hit one in the pool up there. But my point is this, like that Pontotoc, Mississippi team have several junior college players on it. And the level of baseball you see at this tournament is second to none in this area right here. And
when is that, June?
It'll be the second weekend in June. It's usually Father's Day weekend. I'm not sure what the dates on that are.
It'll be the 11th and 12th.
I believe that's the weekend. It'll start Thursday, I believe, and go through Sunday, and it's up there at Lester Whitefield at Cooper Park, and be some really good opportunities to watch some great baseball up there.
We're expecting Les to win that this year, aren't we?
Well, you know, we better. If not, I don't know if we can fire the coach. He's been there, 35, 36 years now?
Yeah, and they named the place after him, so I don't know how you get rid of him.
I think he's got a lifetime contract. You know, kind of. Wasn't there some football coach this past year got a lifetime contract? Or basketball, so we've got him. We're just going to deal with him, win or lose. But I think he's going to have a good team this year. I've seen and talked to him, it takes them a few times to play. They come from several of these area schools, Viola, Mountain Home, Yellville, Flippin, and places like that. And by the time they get a few games under their belt, I think they're going to be pretty solid.
They got off to a good start. Had a doubleheader sweep.
They did. They played Batesville Saturday and took two from them. And so that's a good way to start off. That's better than being 0-2 for sure.
Anything else this morning, Mayor?
No. Hey, keep in mind the Friday Night Live hosted by the Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce will be starting this Friday night down at Hickory Park. They've added some stuff to that event this year. They'll have besides the music there Friday night, they'll be having a Jeep show in the parking lot there at Farmers and Merchants Bank where the ATM is. Then they've got some vendors that'll be set up around 6th Street on the 6th Street side of the square. They'll have some vendors there, you know, craft vendors, et cetera. And they're trying to make the Friday night thing more of than just a stage event, an event that goes from Hickory Park all the way to downtown.
You bet.
And so, you know, the Chamber's put a lot of work into that, and we think that's going to be a great event this Friday night.
Everybody's working together, aren't they?
They sure are. That's what makes things tick around here, Bob. Everybody been, and you know something, I told a group this morning, last Thursday I got a phone call from the veterans that were putting the flags up around the plaza and the square. And what a lot of folks don't realize, those folks that have put those flags up for a year, they have really aged, and it's gotten to be a struggle for them. I told them if they would call me, I'd find people to do that for them. And I made a call Thursday afternoon to the Mountain Home Athletic Department. Coach Husky and Coach Ari, the football coach, showed up with a school bus load Friday morning of student athletes. And those flags went up in record time down there, and see the support of those students coming down, helping those veterans get those flags up and around the square down there this weekend, Bob.
Coach Harris probably said, "You can go put up flags, or you can run."
That's right, and I think Coach Harris got a way of making them understand, you know. And I made a comment to him when they unloaded the bus. I said, "Golly, Coach, I didn't need this much help. He said, oh, you just talk to them the right way. You can get them all to come. So I think he knows how to happen. And I think, you know, I see those boys out there already working, you know, and doing stuff. So I think we're going to see another good football team this coming year from him.
Mayor, thank you much.
Thank you, Bob.
Mayor Hillary Adams, it is now 22 after 9.